Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Heathrow results for the 3 months ended 31st of March 2014. Throughout the call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards there will be a question-and-answer session. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. Today, I am pleased to present José Leo, Chief Financial Officer. Please begin your meeting, sir.
Thank you very much, and welcome to this conference call to deal with the first quarter results of Heathrow 2014. I'm José Leo, CFO of Heathrow, and with me here in the room is Andrew Effiong, our Group Treasurer, and Ann Hearn, Head of Debt Investor Relations. As usual, we plan to discuss the business highlights as well as the financial performance, and then going through the presentation that I'm sure you have in front of you in the screens, and that can be followed through the website. At the end of this presentation, we will conduct a questions-and-answers session. Moving on to slide two of the presentation, you can see we have had a strong operational and financial performance in this particular quarter, which is the outset of the new regulatory period. This is the last quarter of Q5, and the next one, starting on the 1st of April 2014, will be the first quarter of Q6, the new regulatory period. We are really delighted, in particular, this quarter to have achieved our highest quarterly passenger satisfaction levels, reflecting really a steady operational improvement and the delivery of the continuous improvement approach that we are taking in the business. On top of that, we have a good, strong financial performance with revenue going up by close to 11% and adjusted EBITDA close to 32% to 390 million pounds. We will elaborate a little bit further in this particular on this particular headline because obviously this is not what is going to be the trend over the rest of 2014. Well, as we said a number of times, the financial performance is critical to really support the ambitious investment program that we have been involved in over the last two quinquennia, particularly with the Terminal 5 and Terminal 2 investment, but also to provide the support for the next regulatory period, which no doubt is going to be more challenging. Another important headline is that we are looking forward to the opening of Terminal 2 that will start operations on the 4th of June, and a terminal that is going to be delivered on time and on budget. Lastly, but not less important, we are working on the refined proposal on a third runway for Heathrow that will be submitted to the Davies Commission, the Airport Commission, on the 14th of May following a process of public consultation. Onto slide three, as I indicated below before, we are really proud about the achievements on the passenger satisfaction side. We have a record of 80% of passengers rating now Heathrow experience as excellent or very good. Five, 6 years ago, that rating was below 50%. Also, we are really pleased to have achieved our highest ever ASQ passenger satisfaction score rating at  4.06. It beats definitely our previous score. This is the record, the highest ever score. And definitely, this is a clear underpinning not only for our ability to deliver strong financial results but also for our ability to really argue and focus on the long-term strategic agenda for growth at Heathrow. Also, I'd like to highlight that this year we have been recognized once again in the annual Skytrax Airports Awards, with Heathrow being ranked in the top 10 global airport, let's say, table. Terminal 5 has been elected or received the accolade of being the best terminal in the world for the third year in a row. The Heathrow retail offering has been once again voted the best Heathrow, the best airport for shopping in the world. Slide 4 is dealing with traffic in particular. Traffic growth in the quarter has been 0.5% to 60 million passengers, in line with expectations. Clearly, the different timing of Easter this year is affecting this particular headline growth figure, because Easter last year was in March, and this 2014 is in April. Still, I have to say, if you come back to our guidance in the investor report back in December 2013, we already indicated that we expect the traffic growth in the year to be relatively modest, around 0.7%. This is not at all inconsistent with our forecast. We have seen in this particular quarter significant growth in relative terms in domestic, basically driven by the operation of Virgin Atlantic Little Red that started in the summer, and also some substitution or some movement from European traffic into long-haul intercontinental traffic with new routes and additional frequencies. This is, in our view, a consequence or in our expectation, this is going to be the way some of the slots that originally British Airways got out of the BMI transaction that were used for short-haul now are maybe being moving into the long-haul operation, which is definitely the most profitable operation for airlines. Also some other airlines, let's say, expanding their routes and their frequencies in intercontinental routes. On slide 5, we take a look, as we do usually, to the comparison of our growth with the other major European hubs. Still, we are ranking really well. Second, 3% is the change in passenger traffic over the last 12 months. We shouldn't be surprised to see Heathrow obviously growing less aggressively than other airports. You know, we are an airport operating full capacity, so at good times, we tend to be growing less aggressively than other airports. Equally, in bad times, we weather the storm much better than them. Slide 6 is a reminder of what we are really doing with the results, with the healthy financial results that we are able to achieve, and is investing in Heathrow, transforming Heathrow's infrastructure. As I mentioned before, we are now really focused on getting ready for Terminal 2 starting the operations. The facilities have been fitted out, and they are ready to use, and we are working on training, familiarization, induction for around 24,000 people of 160 different organizations, from airlines and handlers through to border control, retailers, and caterers. All that people have to be ready for the opening of the terminal. We are really confident because we are working very rigorously on this process. We are also confident because the opening of Terminal 2 is going to be a progressive opening, unlike Terminal 5. There will be 26 airlines operating out of the terminal, 23 of them being part of a Star Alliance. Not all of them will start flying day one. Day one, we will have United with around 17 daily departures, and over the rest of the year, we will increase the number of flights out of the terminal. Of course, it's really good to see that we are already achieving record scores in passenger satisfaction because this is before we open Terminal 2. No doubt, we expect Terminal 2 to play also a very significant part in enhancing that experience even further. On slide seven, we look at the new regulatory period. There are no news here, obviously. The Q6 started at the beginning of this current month. You know, the main feature of this particular period is that our tariffs will go down in real terms year-on-year. So we will increase tariffs by RPI minus 1.5% going forward. The Q6 business plan has been built and is starting to be implemented with three main objectives in mind: improving the service and the resilience of the airport. That's key to our success. Of course, delivering cost efficiencies, operating efficiencies, and growing our commercial revenue stream as well. Definitely, the business plan is challenging. The Q6 settlement was tough, but we are getting on with it. No one, neither ourselves nor any of the airlines, really decided to appeal. So the settlement is now final and in place, and we are getting on with it, and we are determined to deliver the plan. We are working still on some of the components of the plan, and our expectation is that in the coming months, we will be able to share the plan with yourselves and to make it public in a more detailed way. Moving on to slide eight, this is clearly the long-term strategic goal of the airport is to get permission for growth. We are one of the shortlisted options by the Davis Commission. The Davis Commission recognized the need for some extra runways in the southeast of England, and they said there is room at least for one more runway. Our northwest proposal was shortlisted, and we have been working on a number of public consultation processes over the last 2 months that have been, well, we have obtained two kinds of conclusions. First of all, is the need to obviously consider that input into our refined proposal, but also we have been able to confirm that we have more support around the airport, in the local communities, than the headlines otherwise would recognize. Our plan is to deliver the refined proposal on the 14th of May. We are very strong in our view that what really is critical to the U.K. is extra hub capacity rather than extra airport capacity, and we are best placed for passengers, for taxpayers, and for business in general. Just to remind you that the Airports Commission is only due to make a final recommendation in the summer of 2015, so still some way to go over the coming months. There will be a lot of work around it. Next slide, slide nine, is already presenting the key financial KPIs. We have a really good start to the year, as you can see here. Particularly, if you like, relevant is the growth in adjusted EBITDA by close to 32%. But I have to say this quarter is going to be the strongest and will contribute more than its fair share to the EBITDA growth in the year. You may remember that in our December 2013 investor report, we indicated that we expected the 2014 EBITDA to grow at around year-on-year around 8.5%. Still, we believe that the growth will be definitely below 10%, but quarter one has been underpinned by a number of things. One of them is aeronautical revenue. I will comment on that in a minute. And secondly, cost performance. And that two elements will not perform exactly the same way over the rest of the year. they will perform according to our expectations in obviously less more modest way. But we will come on to that in a minute. Focusing on aeronautical revenue or in revenue in general, if you look at slide 10, the revenue growth of  10.8% is driven by airport charges, airport revenue, aeronautical revenue. There are a number of contributing factors. First of all, this is the last quarter of Q5. So this is the last quarter in which the tariff increase is RPI +7.5%, so 10.4% headline increase in this quarter. That's not going to be the case over the rest of the year. The increase will be RPI -1.5%. And literally, in quarter two, there will be no increase whatsoever because due to the need to consult with the airlines, all the increase in revenues for the whole year will concentrate in the second half of the year. So the second quarter is likely to contribute less than the rest of the quarters to the revenue. But there is also an element of dilution recovery through the K-factor, the true-up element or mechanism of the regulation that is playing a significant part in this quarter because we are recovering dilution of the 2011-2012, let's say, year in this quarter, while 2013 first quarter was also a quarter of dilution. So altogether, no dilution, but concentration, recovery of dilution from previous years plus headline tariff increases are making the aeronautical revenue growth this month, this quarter particularly high. The rest of the revenues are more or less performing as planned, with the net retail income per passenger growing modestly. Car parking and car rental are the main contributors. We have some less significant growth in the luxury goods and the duty-free goods, probably as a result of the pound, of the revaluation of the pound. But also, we have Bureau de Change, well, just underperforming slightly due to transition arrangements as we have a new supplier in place. The second element, which is contributing really to this particularly good performance in the quarter, is what you can see on slide 11, which is good cost performance. The cost is the adjusted cost figure is down 7.6% year-on-year. The underlying cost reduction is more like 3.7% because we have a particularly mild winter this year, so we are not incurring some of the costs that we incurred in quarter one 2013, plus other one-off employment costs at that time. Still, there is an element of underlying sustainable saving here, which is obviously the result of some of the measures we have taken already starting to deliver savings. We have addressed, for example, say, the corporate structure by reducing our overhead by 20%. We have renegotiated some of the major contracts, and we have so on and so forth. So, but indeed, over the rest of the year, we don't expect this performance to continue this way in nominal terms because, as we already indicated in our forecast in December 2013, well, the second half of the year will be dominated by Terminal 2 operation starting. And that will obviously add cost to the running of the airport. But it's still well in line with our forecast and with our expectations. So slide 12 is showing once again a double-digit growth in adjusted EBITDA that we always reiterate, that is the way we can support the investment program. So it's the gist of the financing of our investment program. Clearly, as I said before, the growth you can see for quarter one this time will obviously be well moderated over the rest of the year. Moving on to the debt movement and financials, balance sheet side of things, slide 13. Once again, you can see we are financing more than 50% of the total CapEx this quarter with cash generated from operations after paying for interest. The total growth in the increase in debt is basically driven by the remaining CapEx element, and indeed some restricted payments that we will discuss later on is the first quarterly dividend, plus the need to deal with investment with the interest in the venture with Hydro Finance. Nothing surprising in this particular bridge. Of course, slide 14 is showing as a result that we still remain inside the limits of our gearing, let's say triggers and covenants, well inside comfortably. Although we can see some increase over the rest of the year, particularly we have a significant element of capital suppliers and capital creditors and provisions in the balance sheet as a result of the termination completion of Terminal 2 that will unravel over the year. In summary, we expect to remain inside these limits healthily. Finally, well, on this financing side, to wrap up, slide 15 is giving you some clues about well, what our funding, our financing requirements will be for the rest of 2014. As we discussed a number of times, the financing needs going forward in Q6 are going to be moderate, more modest than they used to be before, clearly, because of the size of the capital program. On average, those financing requirements over the Q will be of around 1.5 billion pounds per annum, and mainly dealing with the refinancing of existing debt maturities. For this particular year in particular, we have already raised 300 million pounds out of the plan for 2014. The funding target as a result for the rest of the year is something in the region of 850 million pounds. At the minute, we are looking at particularly with particular interest to other currency markets other than sterling, because we already issued 750 million pound long-dated sterling bond last year. We are also considering both public issuance and private placement alternatives. Bearing in mind all these things, plus the fact that we have our revolver credit facility almost unused, our liquidity horizon is now extending to the first months of 2016, so comfortably looking at the liquidity going forward. Slide 16 is taking a look at the 2014 outlook. Nothing changing dramatically or significantly for our guidance in December 2014. We expect the adjusted EBITDA to be north of 1.45 billion pounds. This is for the in the investor report, we didn't consider at that time something that we announced later on, which is the reclassification of the Terminal 2 operational readiness costs. Those are costs incurred in the first half of the year before the opening. They are now treated as exceptional due to accounting reasons, but that hasn't got any impact whatsoever in cash. If we treat that way, and the adjusted EBITDA will be north of 1.5 billion pounds, we continue to think that will be probably the figure, slightly more than that, but not significantly more than that, reflecting on the trading of the first months and recent developments. Well inside the guidance we provided before. Just to reiterate, this is important, the rest of the year will follow a pattern which is more normal, and definitely different from the first quarter. Because, first of all, tariff increases will be RPI minus 1.5%. The tariff charges, the changes in tariffs are only ticking on the 1st of July rather than on the 1st of April, because given the proximity of the final decision of the CAA to the beginning of the queue, we needed to, well, to consult with airlines, so it took a while, and it will only start on the 1st of July. But that means that all the recovery, all the revenue growth will concentrate on the second half of the year, making that second half more heavy than the second quarter. And of course, Terminal 2 opening will drive an increase in operating costs. By way of conclusion, on the final slide, 17, we have had the highest ever passenger satisfaction levels, which for me is the key highlight of this particular quarter. There is a good deal of positive things that can derive from that, and that reflects the philosophy of continuous improvement that we follow in the business. The financial performance is also providing a very strong start to the new regulatory period that is going to be challenging. The transformation of the airport continues with the opening of Terminal 2 in 6 weeks from now. And just, of course, looking forward to submitting our detailed proposal for Runway 3, and finally reiterating that we expect to deliver EBITDA north of £1.5 billion in 2014. So this is the end of the presentation, and now we will be pleased to answer any questions you might have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question or comment, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. There will be a brief pause while questions are being registered. And once again, if you do wish to ask a question or any comment, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question or make any comments, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We have no questions registered at this time. I will hand the conference back to you, sir.
Okay, in that case, thank you very much for being in the conference, and I hope to see you, at least some of you personally, in the half-year results presentation. Thank you very much once again. Goodbye.
That has concluded our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now all disconnect your lines.